Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
It was right in the middle of the zany, tragic European dream world of the 1930s that Wes Anderson created in his recent The Grand Budapest Hotel. But I felt this message speaking to me.
You see, there are still faint glimmers of civilization left in this barbaric slaughterhouse that was once known as humanity. Whoa! Indeed, that's what we provide in our own modest, humble, insignificant... Oh,
faint glimpses of humanity in the slaughterhouse we call civilization. In the voice of actor Ray Fiennes, there's this forlorn exasperation. With the tension rising in Ukraine, Russia and Europe in a face-off, it seemed to be a message directly from the writer who this movie is dedicated to, Viennese intellectual Stefan Zweig.
You're now going to be officially interviewed.
The film is about a world coming to an end. Writer Stefan Zweig tried to warn that world about the future, but he gave up and committed suicide in 1942 as the world was engulfed in the flames of World War II. He wrote near the end, "When I carelessly speak of my life, I am forced to ask, which life? The one before the World War? The one between the first and the second? Or the life of today?" Stefan Zweig, who is he? Just one of the most popular authors and essayists of the 20th century, born in the glorious Vienna, Austria of the 19th century, the Habsburg Empire, the Europe of Mozart, Strauss, and Chopin. Like the Habsburgs, he's invisible today, but we can still hear him. Zweig's work is part of the culture of high manners and civilization that was swept away by World War I exactly a century ago, a world of romantic nocturnes and heroic paintings. This was the treasure of Europe he loved and saw disappear before his eyes. Money from his success as a writer, he spent feverishly assembling a world-class collection of manuscripts now in the British Museum, Mozart, Wagner, Debussy, and his beloved Chopin. Did he see on those pages of handwriting the future, our future? His last book was called The World of Yesterday, a reluctant memoir he wrote in 1941, a heartbreaking lament for his generation. In this half century, more radical changes and transformations have taken place than in 10 generations of mankind, he wrote, and each of us feels it is almost too much. My today and each of my yesterdays, my rises and falls, are so diverse that I sometimes feel as if I'd lived not one, but several existences. With all our radical changes and transformations, wireless crowds staring into cell phone screens, he's speaking to us, I think. Our optimism about progress tempered with a feeling that something is not quite right. He wrote, "In the same era when our world fell back morally 1,000 years, I have seen that same mankind lift itself in technical and intellectual matters to unheard-of deeds, surpassing the achievement of 1,000,000 years with a single beat of its wings." A century after the Great War of 1914, Zweig's books have been republished and are selling again. The Grand Budapest Hotel found an audience long before anyone was talking about the Eastern European crisis and Ukraine. Is this a message? "I have been celebrated and despised, free and unfree, rich and poor," Zweig wrote. "All the livid steeds of the apocalypse have stormed through my life, revolution and famine, inflation and terror, epidemics and emigration. I have seen the great mass ideologies grow and spread before my eyes." Stefan Zweig warning us. Be careful, he's telling the future. In an instant, so much can be lost, he's saying. Weary of exile and having to forge a new life in a new place, Brazil, these are the last words Stefan Zweig ever wrote the day before he and his wife took their own lives in 1942. "I think it better to conclude in good time and in erect bearing, a life in which intellectual labor meant the purest joy and personal freedom, the highest good on earth. I salute all my friends. May it be granted them yet to see the dawn after the long night. I, all too impatient, go on before." Stefan Zweig. What did he see about his time that we can no longer see? What did he hear in the musical scores that he collected that we cannot hear? He missed all of the good years that came after World War II, the 1990s with their little wars and big optimism. What would he say about the events of our time that torched what came before? Financial crashes, droughts, and famines, all that was swept away by terrorist attacks and their aftermath. So I wrote this at the beginning of his last book. If we, with our evidence, can transmit out of the decaying structure only one grain of truth to the next generation, we shall not have labored entirely in vain. We forgot him after his death, but Stefan Zweig didn't forget us. His world of yesterday speaks to our possible tomorrows.
Support for The Takeaway comes from TiVo. Recording up to 6 shows at once and 3,000 hours, plus Netflix, Hulu Plus, and YouTube. All on the TiVo Romeo DVR. TiVo.com.